Kentucky fans, welcome back to another episode of the Kentucky 15. Each episode is 15 minutes or less. We get straight to the point, no fluff, no filler. Please be sure to find me on Twitter at the Kentucky 15. That's the Kentucky 15. Today's episode, we talk about the next Calipari assistant coach at Kentucky. Who is it? What's taking so long? And why aren't there hardly any rumors out there about that? Let's get to it. The 15-minute clock starts now. So, why hasn't UK replaced Jay Lucas by now? Why aren't there hardly any rumors about potential replacements? What is taking so long? Now, hear me out. When a college has a head coach opening, okay, they fire their coach or their coach left, the NCAA tournament is still going on during all this, right? So if that school seems like it's taken a long time to find their new head coach, what's usually the case? It's pretty simple, right? Usually the man they've hired to be their next head coach is still coaching in the tournament. Therefore, they can't announce their new coach until his team loses or their season is officially over. Now, it could be the head coach of the team is still in the tournament, maybe it's assistant or whatever, but the professional ethical thing to do is wait until the team season has officially ended before announcing the new coach. That's exactly what happened with Maryland. They hired Seton Hall's coach, right? But they had to wait until Seton Hall lost before announcing their new coach. Then that's what happened with Seton Hall. Everyone knew they were hiring Shaheen Holloway from St. Peter's, but they had to wait until St. Peter's lost, and that obviously went on a lot longer than anyone saw. Before Seton Hall could announce Shaheen Holloway was their new coach, they had to wait for St. Peter's to lose. Okay, well, what does this have to do, right? The NCAA tournament has been over for weeks. So how does this apply to Kentucky? It's pretty simple. I'm talking about the NBA playoffs. If you're asking me, best case scenario right now is that Calipari is waiting to make the official announcement until someone in particular in the NBA, until their team has been eliminated from the NBA playoffs. Now, it's been quiet, very, very oddly quiet regarding the replacement of Lucas on Kentucky staff. So don't forget, even before Lucas made his departure, you know, public knowledge, it was reported even 2 weeks previously that Duke had offered him a job. So it's not like Lucas going to Duke completely caught Cal off guard, right? There was 2 weeks, if not more, for Cal to start thinking about replacing Lucas on his staff. But it's been way too quiet around the program. There was all kinds of buzz this time last year about Chin Coleman and Orlando Antigua coming to the staff. There was even some buzz a couple years ago about Jay Lucas joining the staff. So why is it so much different now? To me, I'm pointing to the NBA. It's a different beast. The typical college basketball insiders and rumor mills, they don't apply to the NBA. They don't have the same connections to the NBA, which means there's less speculation and less sources for all these writers to grab from, okay? So let's think about that. Moving forward, now, could there be a new assistant coach coming to Kentucky from the NBA? It makes all kinds of sense, right? The modern game. NBA is modern. It's much different than the selling point that Kentucky has had previously. Okay, so Cal, you know, he could bring somebody from the NBA who has more intimate knowledge on, you know, let's just say the NBA modern offense, okay? Or maybe, you know, more knowledge, more connections with GMs and executives and stuff like that. Cal thinks he needs a new young name in which, you know, a lot of these recruits would recognize somebody from the NBA, a former player from the NBA. So it makes a lot of sense. Now, I thought it was interesting on the Mike Pratt and Dan Issel radio show that Cal said something in passing about speaking with Coach Eric Spoelstra. And it was pretty, you know, easy to assume that he was just talking about being able to come down and watch Bam play, being able to come down and watch Hero play. But what if he was also talking about an assistant coach? So I did some research. You got Caron Butler on staff, a young guy. You got Chris Quinn on staff. He's 38. And you have Anthony Carter, former NBA player on staff. He's 46. Okay. Butler retired from the NBA in just 2018. He did some TNT and Fox Sports kind of stuff in the studio, in the booth as a broadcaster. And he's in his first year as coach for the Heat. Caron Butler is a big name. People know that name, right? Recruits would know that name. He's had a very long NBA playing career. And so he's got the connections and he's got the name and he's got the vibe and he's got this great reputation that recruits would really respond well to. Chris Quinn is former point guard for Notre Dame. He's actually the right-hand man to Spoelstra. So when Spoelstra has missed some games, Chris Quinn has been the one to be the head coach. I think it would be really tough to get him away from Miami. Now, why do I think it would be possible? Why are we discussing him? Because not only do I think, you know, Kentucky is such a big draw that you could get him to come, but I also think you could look at somebody like Chris Quinn as the next head coach for Kentucky when Cal was done. He has a lot of experience. He's really, really well respected. You should look him up. He's really well respected in the NBA. The Miami Heat have one of the best cultures in the NBA, so he could do great things at the college level. Again, he went to Notre Dame. He's worked as a young coach with young players coming straight out of college, so he has that kind of experience. Now, again, you're looking at what Coach Cal makes right now. That's a lot more than an NBA assistant coach makes. So could you sell him on coming for a few years as an assistant and then taking over the Kentucky program? And then Anthony Carter, he's been coaching the NBA or G League since 2013. Low level assistant. Right now he's in player development with the Heat. He could be a great fit as a Coach Cal, assistant coach. He would not be, anywhere near the running as like a Chris Quinn for a possible replacement. But, if you're looking just, to replace Lucas, he could be a good job with that, right? Another name I really think needs mentioned. Philadelphia 76ers have an assistant coach that we all know, Sam Cassell. Now, here's why we got to talk about Sam Cassell. He played for Cal with the Nets, right? Cal publicly really campaigned hard for the Nets to trade for Cassell to bring him in and then re-sign him after they brought him in. And it worked. Cal got Sam Cassell a six-year contract. Okay? Cassell was recently with the Clippers, and it's public knowledge, this has been in reports, that Cal called Cassell and told him to draft Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, could this be a possibility? Could they be reunited? Again, you're talking about an NBA name. You're talking about somebody who's been coaching there and connections, who's good with player development. So I think Sam Cassell would be a great addition, obviously, and could really kill it, on the recruiting trail. And again, keep in mind, there's a lot of history there, good history with Sam Cassell and Coach Cal. The Phoenix Suns, Jarrett Jack. He's just in his second year with the Suns. You guys might recognize him or that name. He was a stud with Georgia Tech. Jarrett, he's only 38 years old. He's young. He's a big name for players to know. He had a great career. And again, so somebody that would be a really good name for young recruits to see on the recruiting trail. Again, he's been in the NBA doing player development. So, he could come in and work with those guards and work with those wings at Kentucky. Dallas Mavericks. There's some interesting ones here. So Sean Sweeney, he's an up-and-coming coach. He previously was at the University of Northern Iowa as an assistant and the University of Evansville as an assistant. So he's been in the Midwest. He's been near Kentucky. He's probably been inundated with the Kentucky legend, the Kentucky lore. Now, he's been in the NBA as an assistant for Jason Kidd, I want to say since 2014. Okay, so he's knowledgeable. He's young. He has NBA connections. He has almost a 10-year career coaching the NBA. That's huge. Okay, so I think that's a name that not only is going to be really good for the recruiting trail, but you're also talking about a lot of experience that would be great on a coaching staff. So not just a young coach like Lucas was, who pretty much only did development and recruiting. This guy would be great in game planning. This guy would be great in the analytics and the scouting. And this guy would be great if coach was to get ejected and he could come in. So Sean Sweeney would be a great haul for Kentucky. Another one with the Mavericks is Greg St. Jean. Again, a lot like Sweeney, he's building an NBA coaching pedigree. He actually got his start, though. I think he did 4 years on St. John's staff. Okay, his dad's a former head coach for the Sacramento Kings. He might be solidified in the NBA for his career. I'm not sure if he would return to college, but he has been in college. He has NBA experience. He has NBA connections, and that's exactly what coach needs right now. The last one here with the Mavericks is God Sham God. Yes, yes, yes. That God Sham God. Former Providence standout point guard. Played some NBA. He's a player development coach with the Mavs. He's not really high up on the food chain there with the Mavs. But player development, what a tremendous addition he would be. He works with, guards specifically with the Mavericks. So now you got a guy who could come in with player development experience, with NBA experience, and someone who's been training one of the best players in the NBA. Developing one of the best players in the NBA. You got Finney Smith there with Luka. This would be huge. Again, you talk about recruiting trail, you talk about development. God Sham God would be great. You know, I do want to talk about, you know, Boston Celtics. They have Joe Mazzulla and Damon Stoudemire, both young, energetic, relatable. Damon Stoudemire is actually Terrence Jones' cousin. I'm not sure if you guys knew that, but he's coached several years of college basketball, mainly on the West Coast. He joined the Celtics staff this season, so it might be hard to get him away from the NBA because he just recently joined the Celtics, just recently left college. But he could make a return. And again, you're talking about a really, really big name there that a lot of players, a lot of parents would recognize. Joe Mazzulla, he's coaching the college ranks mostly as a Division II coach. He's been with the Celtics now for 2 years, but definitely seems like someone who could really find their specialty, who could fit the college level. He's young, he's hardworking, great leadership, makes connections, you know, great relationships with players. I think he's someone who could do well on the recruiting trail and in development. Joe Mazzulla, again, not really high up the coaching tree there with the Celtics, but somebody who could do really well. The last name I'm going to throw at you is Luke Walton. Okay, Luke Walton, you probably remember him from playing days in Arizona. He's been the player for the Lakers. He's had a few different head coaching jobs in the NBA. He was fired from the Kings, Sacramento Kings, in 2021. Okay, so he's currently not coaching. This could absolutely be a long shot, but maybe Cal can sell him on getting back into coaching, into the culture, possibly even, you know, becoming a high-level Division I coach. He's had a few failed stints now in the NBA. Maybe the college ranks are where it should be. Okay, so I think he's interesting to point out because you can look at Penny Hardaway, someone who's come in and had some success, coming from the NBA to the college game, having some success. Or how about Eric Musselman? Musselman was an NBA coach and, you know, a couple failed positions there, and he's come to college, and he's crushing it in college. And then again, how about someone like Juwan Howard, right? He comes from the NBA. He was an assistant at NBA, and he's doing very, very well. You know, maybe some personality issues, but he's doing very, very well for Michigan. So could Luke Walton be somebody like that? And just like I talked about with Chris Quinn, just like I talked about with Sean Sweeney, I'm going to say the same thing with Luke Walton. That's somebody you could bring in as an assistant coach that you're kind of tabbing as a potential replacement for Coach Cal, right? Somebody who could, you know, has a lot of high level experience, who has, you know, he's young enough that he has a good reputation and he's charismatic and he has good energy. Somebody who could replace Coach Cal as the next head coach for the Kentucky men's basketball program. All right, that's a wrap today. So I threw some names at you. Why it could be taking so long. Maybe Coach is looking at the NBA. Maybe he wants his next replacement to be from the NBA. Here's Duke with their young, exciting staff, and they're crushing it on the recruiting trail. How could Coach flip that? He could go to the NBA, right? And we talked about that with Mark Stoops going to the NFL and grabbing his coordinators. Coach Cal could be doing that. And we looked at some of those names that, you know, maybe as some of these teams lose, maybe we'll get a little bit more clarity, and maybe one of these names is who Coach is looking at from the NBA to add to his staff. Thanks, guys. Got you out of here in less than 15 minutes. Again, find me on Twitter at the Kentucky 15. You can find all of these episodes on wherever you get your podcasts. But it could be Spotify, it could be Apple Podcasts, it could be Google Podcasts. We're everywhere. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.